Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good night. This is Mr. Shower Guy. And this is episode one. And I'm going to take a bit of a dive on the... What are we going to call this? The Shower Podcast. And I am a guy that takes showers and just express opinions and just get a lot of stuff off my chest and just let everyone know exactly, you know, what's going on. I take a lot of showers and, you know, I mean, of course, I mean, everybody takes showers and everything, but overall, you get a lot of your greatest ideas, talking points, and overall just way of understanding things when you're taking a shower. Now I'm like, dang, I got myself a Samsung Galaxy Note 8 phone. No sponsors, but it's coming soon by Samsung. But my phone is semi water resistant, and hey, nothing wrong taking a shower and just expressing a mind. Putting my phone somewhere up around my shower and just expressing what's going on. So you're going to be hearing my phone go in and out, in and out, in and out. Because I'm putting my phone down trying to still take a shower, of course. That's the key thing. And just get some stuff on my mind. I mean, one of the main things that's going on in the world right now that's really been bugging me. And also just been getting on my nerves is political correctness, racism, and just ideology overall. And it's so frustrating. And also, keep in mind, I am a 27-year-old black male, born and raised in good old New Orleans, Louisiana, and, you know, I came across a lot of, you know, racism in my life. I'm not saying that I never came across it, like, it just, like, racism isn't this big thing and everything, but at the same time, it's just that it's getting so played out, and also, the people that are supposedly getting oppressed or are getting oppressed, using the same ideology at the same time. Well, I don't like racism, but I'm going to treat you like I'm going to treat people that either are or aren't a racist. It's just so many stuff going on now, and you can't see a whole lot of stuff because of the political correctness and everything now. Like, one of the things that's bugging me now is the Gucci clothing line. That's one thing I want to talk about, the Gucci clothing line. Like, I get that they're, you know, they basically making profit off of racist stuff. And it, I mean, you look at it, you see it, like, that's pretty, like, messed up. That's pretty racist. But the problem with this overall is just that you do not create dialogue to understand why did this person do this. Talk to the designer and see, why did you choose to put this? What's the meaning in this? And it's like, yeah, we don't want to give them any type of time and to build a excuse or why or reason why they did it, how this, you know, go about it. And I think that if we create dialogue and provide like a, okay, we understand that you did this and you was probably doing this because of X, Y, and Z, but let me show you a brief history of how this may interpret this. And you may say that you didn't do this way, but this is how it interpret. And instead of, you know, using this as an opportunity to just be like, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, being ignorant, just like the other, you know, particularly ignorant people that was like boycotting Nike. I've been seeing this. You can look it up and find this. People have been burning like their Gucci and product and all this other crazy stuff. And they're doing the same thing that when it, when Kaepernick, whatever that guy named, that football player, he was basically And I know y'all laughing at me for butchering that guy name, but basically because he signed a deal with Nike and everything, people like burning their Nike shoes. Like, that's stupid. But overall, it's ignorant in so many ways that to just go about life like this, not accepting people, forgiving people, but just condemning. That's not how you resolve things. That's not how you become a better person. And with this type of lifestyle and type of culture that we see on social media, and I don't see it out and about. That's the blessing of it, and that's the problem that we have to start understanding. And social media is a blessing. Internet is a blessing in so many ways. I learned how to stop a fire from looking at the internet. I saved my son from choking on food from the internet and everything. And there's so much stuff I'm doing to protect my family. And I made a lot of money on the internet. I made money on the internet. But when it gets to this point where you, instead of learning and experiencing different cultures and different people, you choose to, a lot of people choose to get their ideology out and about, and they refuse to be corrected. Maybe I'm saying something incorrect or doing something incorrect, but I'm fine with understanding that I'm wrong. I'm fine with being saying things, I'm misspeaking in certain things in a certain way. It's just that it shouldn't be put in this predicament where we are now, where we can't accept people or try to understand where people point of view we're at. It's always this one up type of way of doing things on social media, trying to expose or drag this person. I hate that word, not drag. Oh, you seen her? She just got dragged on Twitter. Well, she got dragged on this and that and all. This is so damn annoying, just dealing with all this crazy fake woke people. I remember probably 2014, I was using like the term woke and everything. When I was saying woke, what I was meaning is just that understanding life in general, understanding that people have biases that they aren't even aware of. I have biases that misinterprets a whole lot of things people say to me. And sometimes I can't even look at it because of these biases. Understand the difference between biases. I understand it. Knowing the, you know, I watch, and that, keep in mind too, I watch a lot of Rick and Morty and a whole lot of, I listen to a lot of philosophy. You know, listen, you doing all that all in one, and I don't smoke anymore, but when I used to smoke, I definitely used to watch and listen to stuff like that. It'll bring you down the spiral of yourself, of loneliness, to get you to this point, like, damn, weird. Oh yeah, and then too, watch like one of those videos where you look at like different planets in the galaxies, and knowing that they're different galaxies, different universes, and all this other stuff, and like knowing how small you are, just really to, you know, get you down, like, damn, like I'm just like nothing. I'm worse than a speck of sand. But anyways, and keep in mind too, this shower review, I will digress like a mother chucker. Try not to curse. I do curse a lot, but I would try not to curse, because I want to make this a little bit user friendly and make sure everybody enjoy this while I record. And I hope that you enjoying this so far with everything going forward and everything. And I'm not going to even talk about how you enjoy. I know you're enjoying this. I know you're enjoying this beautiful podcast that I'm bringing down. But another thing that's just been going on too is the, what's the guy name is? Is it Jesse's Smollett? Jesse Smollett. The stuff that the information I've been getting is a little bit I wouldn't say false, or you know, I'm not saying the guy's lying or anything like that, but it just seemed weird, just the what's going on with the story overall. There's some weird stuff going on in there. Like, I get that. The main thing that's bothering at least me, of I wouldn't say believing in him, or just I believe probably he did get assaulted. I'm not saying that he didn't get assaulted, but it's something underlining going on in that assault that put me in a discomfort of understanding, like, exactly, like, what's going on. Like, why is this gentleman so afraid? Why so afraid to let the police see his text message, or, you know, just look at the records of who he's been contacting? That's a little bit alarming. Because, you know, somebody, if I was on a list of, you know, if I was a suspect, and then, you know, they were like, well, we need to look at your phone. And I'm like, nah, don't look at my phone. Not look at my phone. You know, you think I'm crazy. You think that, like, oh, this guy did have something to do with something. You need to get a warrant for that. That's why now they have it where they subpoena his, you know, his records and everything. Now he's forced to get that information out. And it shouldn't have to be that. Like, they basically tell me that you're hiding something. But the question is, what are you hiding so much? What are you hiding for police to go out and about? And now they're threatening to charge him for falsifying a police report if it's false. So either he's going to have to go clean and say what happened and what he did, or he's going to have to go to prison for what he did. I don't know which one is worse. I mean, me personally, I mean, it might be embarrassing. But I mean, damn, I mean, yeah, I mean, both is worse when you really think about it. Because if he's, you know, if it was in that situation, it was something totally different, then yeah, that's pretty bad. Because, you know, he said it was a hate crime. And if it wasn't a hate crime, he still can get charged for that. So that could be wild. So, that's a tough situation and everything. And I don't think that this has something to do with racism. It's just like a lot of woke people like to say white supremacy. I'm saying that right? White supremacy? I think I'm saying that right. I don't think it's like, well, you know what we need to do, boys? We need to go ahead and get that old Empire Color homosexual boy and make sure he learn his lesson. This is Trump Nation, and we need to go ahead and make sure the government and the police force in Chicago arrest him. Because that's what we want to do. And if you have proof showing that, you know, the police is out to get him and everything, please show it. I'm not talking about no, well, CNN, we don't like nothing. Nothing what Trump's doing, CNN, or, you know, all these other crazy ones. If you hear from, like, somebody that's root for Trump a lot and you get it from that, that's from, like, places like Trump. Like, not Trump, I say Trump. But, like, Fox. Something like that. Because I'm not saying that Fox is not biased. Because I remember being a young man. I'm a young man now. But I remember when Obama was in office and everything, and how hard they went hard when it comes to Obama. So I understand that it swings on when it comes to, you know, the person, if they're Republican or a Democrat. So I understand that fully. But what I'm saying is, if you hear from places like Fox, they got a better chance of it not being like biased.
Yeah, this cop did it. There's no way of
covering that up or hiding that. It's like, yeah,
he did that.
Then, you know, it's something I can really go on a hunch with that and be like, yeah, I think that's probably resourceful. So, it's a very interesting point to bring. And I think a lot of people should go about doing it, like, doing things like this. If you, like, you had time in your hand, go to the news. If you have CNN and Fox, go to CNN and see how many times they talk about Trump. And go to Fox and see how many times they talk about the left. It's either those two things. But a lot of times, Fox has been proving me a lot when it comes to just their overall, like, position on a lot of things. A lot of times they prove me, you know, very... They prove me wrong a lot because I think that they're going to pull like they or the left doing this, all this other stuff, agenda. But sometimes they actually do some really good reporting on news worthy work. That's very impressive. The other place like CNN and everything where I was brought and raised off of been disappointing me a lot. It's just, it's always a catch. And it's just, I mean, I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I didn't vote at all. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's religious reasons and everything, but it's definitely spiritual reasons, I guess you could say. Or the fact that I'm not trying to get no jury duty. I know I'm probably 100% wrong on that. I think I'm wrong on that. But I just don't want to, I mean, I want to just pay my taxes like everybody else and just do my part. I know that my vote counts and all this juju stuff, but I just believe that I don't care who's in office as long as they don't do anything to affect me and my family. I think I'm fine. But at the same time, I know I can keep this mindset in so long. And I know I'm definitely wrong by even saying that. But I'm just not ready right now to take that plunge of just trying to get into it. Because once I get into something, I take it to the next level. I'm like, I'm in it. And if I know myself, I know that I'm gonna, when I get in it, I'm gonna be all in. I'll probably even be in politics and trying to fix up my neighborhood, my city. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm in the suburbs, but I'm gonna want to participate in all that because I know that it starts from your neighborhood and your city, and then your state, and then it goes from. Then it goes from, you know, the United States and everything else. So if I'm gonna go there, I'm gonna start small and grow up to be get big from there. Am I saying that I'm gonna try to be president? No. I don't think that people are ready for me. And I'm about to just get out the shower. It's just a lot of stuff that bothers me a lot. It's the ideology of just what people have nowadays, instead of seeing what people point of view are, or just laughing sometimes. Everybody is so serious and thinking that everyone is out to get them, and it's always them versus us, black versus white. It's not even that. A lot of times, things that goes on in social media, you think that is going on all the time. It's the same type of ideology or fear mongering that Trump support, I guess you can say, have when it comes to terrorism. If all you see on social media is somebody, a few people in your social media group show about terrorism and terrorists getting, shooting up these Americans or these group of people, you think that a terrorist is going to knock on your door today and shoot you. But a lot of times that's not the case. These are micro events that happen in the world. So I'm saying, look at the statistics, and sometimes statistics are false and they have biases in it. So be careful with that. I always look at multiple statistics, even from people that disagree with. That's the ones you want to find. Statistics that wouldn't work or benefit that opposing team that disagree with it. Look at those statistics and try to put it together and see what it matches. And always keep a good mindset of just understanding people. But I'm about to get out the shower. I am done. I hope that you enjoyed. And I look forward to hearing from you next time. If you find me on Spotify, definitely make sure you share and bring it this love and information to as much people as possible. Love you. I love you. I really do.